G-minus 50, Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Do you know what else is a threat to stability? Emma asked in frustration, replying to William Godfrey's idea of dealing with John Cole in a manner that would cause real problems and attempting to prevent potential ones. Abducting the British Prime Minister, that's what. Godfrey furrowed his brow. But not the ICA chairman? Emma said nothing. Godfrey's demeanor was one of understandable frustration, given the unmissable irony that the elected chairman of Earth's only politically recognized contact-focused body was the only adult human in a busy house in Birchwood, Colorado, not currently able to converse with the two present aliens. Dan, hearing this conversation and getting a new idea as he listened to Godfrey's suggestion, butted in with a counter-suggestion of his own. Leisha, Sacco, I don't want you to take Cole anywhere. But do you think one of you could go and get Timo as well as Billy? That way we'd all be together to deal with everything that's going on. Seemingly surprised by the request, Sacco didn't respond at first. Dan didn't leave much time for anyone else to interject either, quickly continuing. Timo is almost definitely at the Fiori Frontieri building in the city, and I want him in on this, especially with Billy coming. It makes sense to have everyone together so we can just brainstorm this thing once instead of having to go back and forth. It sounds like we're going to have to deal with this fallout on New Kerguelen as soon as we possibly can, so there's more to focus on than any of us can handle alone, and I want to be surrounded by people I trust. Timo has been in on everything and has never let any of it slip, so he's in that bracket. If you wish, Sacco replied quite flatly. Dan nodded. Thanks, just make sure he's alone, but don't waste any time talking to him. He won't be scared and he won't have a patch anyway. So bring him back as quickly as you possibly can. A quick triple knock on the front door, then very suddenly, took everyone's attention, but the familiar voice of Henry McCarthy just as quickly calmed their nerves. Dan told everyone, human or alien, to get out of the line of sight of the front door, to ensure that no people or hidden surveillance cameras would see anyone they weren't supposed to while it was open. For now, this included Dan himself, so he sent Clark forward to let Henry in. Clark proceeded to unlock the door and remove the additional security latch, immediately finding himself slightly surprised, but not at all perturbed, to see that Mr. Bird was also with Henry. No Phil? Clark asked. Long story, Henry replied, shaking his head as he came in. As soon as the door was closed behind him, he got to the real issues he hadn't wanted to risk anyone overhearing. Where are Dan and Tara? Did they have to go? Did Leisha at least stop by with them before they left Earth? And what about Godfrey? What the hell do they want with him? Having heard the door closing, Dan first peeked out to make sure and then stepped into the living room. He called everyone else to follow with a clear hand gesture, and the awestruck look on his father's face was perfectly in line with what he expected. Oh, Henry said, his eyes darting between not only Dan and Tara, but also William Godfrey and both of the familiar messengers. So, I guess I have some catching up to do.